Coach, your players were talking inside the room about, again, they came out with the right mentality and started the game like they liked it. Did you see the same thing?
Yeah, I judged so much of it by the bench and then how the players are responding to that effort. It was, it might have been even better than last night. You know, there was a cost to that game last night. It was a hard physical game to overtime. Bit of a roller coaster there. And then to come in with and have some guys not be able to play tonight. Some new lines, you know, and we just got, yeah, I could talk about every guy, you know, and that's usually a good sign. And it wasn't easy, but block shots and big saves and, you know, like Matty Perreault's game and Jacob Trouba's game. Just some great play.
Maybe just a thought on that Perreault line with Thielers and Armia, what they've done so well for you.
The control of the puck, you know, and I, Matty Perreault has been just spectacular all year, but we'll start with just the effort that he puts into the game. It's contagious for those two young players and for our whole bench, for that matter. I mean, it just that battle on the battle of puck out all the way down to a whistle in the offensive zone in the third period when we needed that whistle. That was a real prime example of the way he's played all year, but especially tonight.
It seemed all four of your lines had stretches of domination.
Yeah, we had... Yeah, we had the Coppers line got the offensive zone line in the third period. We moved the puck. I think as much that all of our defensemen handled the puck at the blue line well, made real good decisions, jumped in when they were supposed to, got shots to the net. That back end played exceptionally well.
How about a second win in this building in 2 months? You seem to like it. It seems like he likes it here.
I will tell you this. He's looked exactly the same in every game that he's played. You know, I took him in one in Edmonton because, you know, he couldn't get the goals that I had no belief that he should have got to. Another, he's played exactly the same game. He's just poised in the net. He's big, square, doesn't let pucks come off him very often that he doesn't know exactly where they're going. And I guess maybe at the end of the day, the biggest piece.
He makes himself look big, doesn't he? Like he gets his shoulders up there.
His positioning, his efficiency in the net. He's not reaching for pucks very often. You know, he certainly does. I mean, I guess that's a layman's view, and I'm talking about my view would be the same as yours. If you'd say, what about Hellebuck? I'd say, yeah, he looks big in the net. Yeah. But that's what you see.
3 goals in 4 games for Wheeler now with all the talk about the All-Star game. You think he's making a statement?
He's been an All-Star for us. There's no doubt about this. This was a positional decision and central division issue, not whether Blake is an all-star in this league. He is, but he's an all-star for us, but he's an all-star in this league.
Does it feel like this could be a turning point?
It feels like it's right that we had it for pieces over the course of the year, but the bench is right, and the leadership in our room deserves an awful lot of credit for in a tough emotional setting after those two home losses of getting that ship righted.
Paul, you talk a lot about the process, about teaching that, and last night feeling good about themselves. Is tonight the blueprint of what you've been talking about?
Tonight, even more so because it was harder tonight to do what they did. And I'm talking about the prep going out to the game, winding themselves up, and then staying with it the whole night. I like this game for that reason more than last night's.
What can you tell us real quick about, Lowry and Stafford?
But both day-to-day, and we'll get a day off tomorrow. They'll get reevaluated. I would say that I'm hopeful that we see them for Colorado.